You may think the toot-toot of a train horn is a charming sound of rural life, but the people who live near railroad tracks are less than amused. The daily blast of train horns blows through the homes of as many as 4 million people in this country. So a quieter horn system, one that doesn't broadcast noise for miles around, is being tested by rail officials. But the question is, will they sacrifice safety? Nebraska Public Radio's Jason Frederick reports.
Squeaky brakes, billowing black engine smoke, piercing sounds of horns and whistles. For many people, the sight and sound of a train can create a sense of excitement and romanticism. But for those who live close to railroad tracks, the near-constant racket can be unnerving. Tolmik Hector has lived within 50 yards of a railroad crossing in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska for 33 years. She spends considerable time pulling weeds and watering her lush green lawn and the colorful flowers that grow in pots near her small house. Hector says freight trains that rumble by here every 20 minutes or so sound like this.
What seems to irritate me, it seems like when you're out working in your lawn, that's when they seem to love to blow those horns. And I usually will just stop and put the hands over my ears.
Just a few miles down the tracks in Gearing, Nebraska, train horns aren't such an annoyance anymore. That's because a more tolerable automated horn system is being tested. So only those closest to the crossing hear this as the train approaches. 8 years ago, Gearing was the first town in the U.S. to install the automated wayside horn system at railroad crossings. As part of a pilot program managed by the Federal Railroad Administration, Gearing is testing the wayside horn as an alternative to the blaring train horns that engineers activate. Since 1994, it has expanded the automated horn system to Ames, Iowa, Richardson, Texas, Parsons, Kansas, and Mundelein, Illinois. The agency has not approved the new system for wide use, even though there are more than 150 towns and 20 states eager to install it. The setup consists of stationary horns mounted at crossings, pointed directly at the intersecting streets. Much like crossing arms and flashing lights, the horn is activated by an approaching train. Mary Robinson has lived next to a railroad crossing in Gearing for 20 years. Robinson says when trains pass through now, there's an amazing difference in the noise level.
The sound with the signals now is more focused, and it goes straight up the street as opposed to spreading out through the whole neighborhood the way it did before.
Government studies do show that the wayside horn reduces noise pollution by as much as 98%. But Federal Railroad Administration spokesman Grady Cawthon says the agency's big concern is not noise, but safety.
A part of the motorist's decision at that point is determining where the train's coming from and how far away it is. And a train horn does provide some sense of directionality. Is it coming from the left or the right?
Cawthon says while the studies so far have been positive, the agency is not ready to approve the system for wider use. Still, in Gearing, Nebraska, there have been as many as 500,000 grade crossings so far without one accident since 1994. Cawthon says while the wayside horn may prove safe in Gearing, there isn't proof that it works in a much larger city. He says the testing in Mundelein, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, could change that, though the study there is less than a year old. The agency is expecting to make a decision on the wayside horn system sometime next year. Until then, most people living near the tracks will just have to keep covering their ears when the freight trains rumble by. For NPR News, I'm Jason Frederick in Gearing, Nebraska.